This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A fifth bomb went off early Tuesday morning in Schertz, Texas, at a Federal Express facility, injuring one man, although he was treated and released at the scene. Another bomb went off in southwest Austin Sunday, injuring two men. That's five total for this month. Two people have been killed by these bombs. The first, a 39-year-old father. His name was Anthony Stefan House. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey spoke to several of his friends from high school to get a sense of who he was.
Kevin Cotton lives in Fort Worth now, but he grew up in Pflugerville and went to high school with House. He was known by his middle name, Stefan.
I remember Stefan being just quiet most of the time.
Cotton's known House since middle school. House, he says, was a straight shooter.
It was always a small talk type conversation with him. I like that about him.
I spoke with three of House's friends from Pflugerville High School. He attended in the early 90s. Everyone I spoke with described him as reserved, but not because he was ever intimidated or afraid to speak up. He was confident, even at a young age.
You may not think he's paying attention, but I do think he's assertive and kind of reading the situation, what everybody's doing, taking it all in.
Jeff Lewis lives in Houston. He graduated high school with House. In 1994, House's older brother, Corey, was murdered.
For something so tragic to take place, I found him to be very resilient and not so much bitter, but focusing on the positive and moving forward. And that's not something I say I could have done at that age and that mindset. And I really held him in high regard and respected him for the way that he handled that entire situation.
House ran track and was part of a relay team. Lewis said he was an exceptional athlete, just really fast. House went on to graduate from Texas State University in 2008 with a degree in finance. He worked as a project manager with Texas Quarries, a local limestone company. According to news reports, he was married and had an 8-year-old daughter. Greg Padgett was another friend from high school. He said he recently reached out to House.
He was about to start helping me with a mentor program. Just different black businessmen come in to the schools and start helping mentor kids.
House was on board. Padgett was planning to start the program this summer. Most of House's high school friends last saw him at a 20-year high school reunion in 2016. He was still that quiet guy, but Jeff Lewis said they talked about House's career and the joys and challenges of being a dad.
Truth be told, he was one of the individuals who was actually doing very well in life right now.
House was killed on March 2nd by a bomb hidden in a package left at his house. 10 days later, another package bomb killed 17-year-old Draylen Mason. The families reportedly knew one another. The Austin Police Department has been working with various federal agencies to find who they now describe as a, quote, serial bomber. On Friday, roughly 50 people gathered in East Austin to grieve the two who have been killed, including House. They walked through the neighborhood where the second package exploded. Neighbors came out to watch, and several people began to sing.
Y'all know that song. All right. All right. Now I see. Come on, y'all.
Amazing. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
In grace.